All right, let's settle this once and for all, because I know you've heard the rumors. SEO is dead. Email marketing doesn't work anymore. You need a massive budget to compete with the big brands. But here's the thing. Most of what you hear about marketing is either outdated, exaggerated, or just plain wrong. Today, we're busting some myths, answering your big marketing questions, and giving you the truth with no fluff and no BS. If you've ever wondered whether posting every day actually helps, if branding is overrated, or if AI is coming to steal your job, stick around. This is The Marketing Factory, and we're diving in right now. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. First question, is email marketing still worth it or is it outdated? Short answer, yes. It's 100% still worth it. Email has one of the highest ROIs in digital marketing. And ROI means return on investment, averaging $36 for every $1 spent. Unlike social media, where algorithms control who sees your content, email gives you direct access to your audience. The key here is personalization and value-driven content. People open emails that actually matter to them. So make sure that your email content is valuable. I don't know about you, but I'm getting longer and longer emails from all these people I subscribe to. Why is this happening? I don't know. But it's like death by email at the moment. Make your emails short and snappy. Get to the point. One outcome from every email. Let's go in to the next question. I heard SEO is dead. Should I even bother? Good one. SEO is far from dead, but the way we do SEO has just evolved. Google prioritizes quality content, user experience, and site performance. If you're still stuffing in keywords onto your website like it's 2010, then yeah, sure, SEO is dead. But there's so much to SEO and improving your ranking. There's so much more. Focus on keywords, high quality content, backlinks and site speed. You still rank and get organic traffic that doesn't cost you a cent. Right, go out there, do all that, and you will organically rank better. Don't overcomplicate things. Once again, don't fill it with useless content. Give the audience, the stranger who's visiting your website, quality information and get them to an outcome that you want quickly. That outcome is book a call, buy, ask a question, submit your interest, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Get to it. All right, hope that's answered your question. The next question, can I just run paid ads and skip branding? Sure, you can. You can do whatever you like in marketing. The only difference is the result. You can run ads without branding, but it's like pouring water into a leaky bucket. Paid ads can drive traffic, but branding keeps your customers coming back and it builds trust. If people don't recognize or connect with your brand, they'll click your ad today and forget about you tomorrow. What do they used to call newspaper advertising? Today's news, tomorrow's fish and chips? It's kind of like that. If you're doing ads without looking after your branding, you're today's news, but tomorrow's fish and chips. Let's move on to the next question. Next question. What's more important, getting new customers or keeping existing ones? The real answer is it's both. You have to prioritize retaining customers because it's cheaper and more profitable. It costs us 5 to 7 times more to gain new customers, right? And remember this. Happy, loyal customers become brand ambassadors and bring you in new business through referrals, so we can't forget about them. The lure and the attraction of getting new business all the time is exciting, right? It's exciting. It's the new shiny object. It's very exciting to bring new business in, but we can't forget about the people that have already committed to our brand, that we've already sold to. We've got to look after them. And we still have to make them feel special every month in our business. So we've got to think about this. What are we doing for our existing customer database and what are we doing for our new customers? I don't know about you, but I really dislike when a company or a brand just runs continual perks and benefits and all these great bonuses for people that sign up. And I'm like, hey man, I've been supporting your brand for years. What's in it for me? And they never actually do anything for their existing database. Be mindful of that and how you're making new customers and existing ones feel. Okay, hope that's answered that question. On to this next one. Now, this is one I do get asked a lot, so thank you for submitting this one. It's a common concern in every industry, not just in ours of marketing, but this is it. Will AI replace human marketers? Look, AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a replacement. AI helps with automation, data analysis, and content generation, but it lacks human creativity, emotional intelligence, and strategic thinking. Anyone who uses AI across multiple businesses or multiple topics knows that it just spits out the same content, no matter what the industry is, no matter what the business is. It's very generic, and be mindful of this. What AI might be telling you is potentially telling your competitor, okay? So you have to use the AI cycle of success. I've talked about this. This is our method that enables you to work smarter and use AI in your business. The AI cycle of success is human, AI, human. It's really important. AI will always be a part of your branding, your storytelling, but you have to put your own personalized touch to it. I don't see it taking your job. I see it enhancing it. All right, and making it better, making customer experiences better. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Next question, how do I deal with negative reviews without hurting my brand? Okay, we get this one a lot. First rule, don't ignore them. Second rule, don't get defensive. Okay, what we want you to do is this. Respond quickly, professionally. When people complain or you make a negative statement, you just want to acknowledge them first and then offer to make it right. A well-handled negative review can actually boost your brand's credibility because people see the transparency of you responding online and making an effort to try to fix the mistakes. Most people know that humans make mistakes. We aren't perfect. We aren't robots yet. A good customer that you want to keep and look after and potentially attract understands this, and so they can be forgiving. So don't rush out there and delete them. Use it as an opportunity to actually showcase how your business responds to it, how it looks to make better, ensuring that the review is actually genuine and not just pasted up there by, you know, one of your competitor's friend's sister, all right, or from a supplier that's disgruntled about something. You can take those ones down, but real genuine ones, use it as an opportunity in your marketing, okay? And be honest, show your transparency, leave it there. You are a business that doesn't get it right all the time, but this is how we handle it when we don't, okay? Hope that's answered your question. The next one, can I compete with big brands on a small budget? Absolutely you can. Big brands help, but small marketing wins, right? Niche down, focus on your unique value. Leverage organic growth channels like social media, SEO, word of mouth. Storytelling and authenticity are your biggest assets. Things that brands struggle with, big brands struggle with at scale. Takes a long time and a lot of effort to turn a big machine. You're a small business. You've got the agility to respond quickly, get something to market in response really, really quickly. So go out and do that. Hope that's answered that one. On to the next question. Does posting every day on social media actually help? Posting daily can help, but remember this, quality beats quantity. You don't just want to post and just think, wow, I've just got to post. I read that book, Gary V. Day Trading Attention, and he said to post 8 to 15 times a day. That's actually for real. He does. But you don't want to just post a post. You don't want to just say, I'm having a coffee. You don't want to just say, hey, it's the weekend. You don't want to just say, oh my God, it's raining. You need a strategy to drive engagement. If you're posting just to post, it just won't move your needle. You want to generate some engagement. So what do you got to do? You got to focus on content that sparks conversation, adds value, and aligns in your brand voice, right? It's got to feel authentic from your brand. It's got to feel authentic from you. And if you've got multiple people posting on behalf of your business, make sure they understand that so it doesn't feel like there's a disconnect in your messaging, a disconnect in your voice, a disconnect in what you're saying. Make it feel real from the brand. Make it authentic to the brand and your business. All right, next question. Is branding really that important or is it just a buzzword? I know it's easy to skip the branding part and go to the sexy ad stuff and the ad creation because you get leads, you get money on the table. But branding, to me, and you're asking me on this show, branding's everything. It's not just your logo. It's how people feel about your business. Without it, how else will you build trust? How else will you retain customers? How else can you be unforgettable? If you don't, without branding, you're just another business competing on price. And that, in my opinion, is a race to the bottom. So is branding important? 100% it is. What should you spend on it? Everything that you can afford in branding. Get it right. It's the foundation in which you leverage from. Branding is your foundation. It's like building a home. You don't build a home on a shaky foundation. All right, last question. Do luxury brands charge more because of quality or just marketing? Well, it's both, but it's mostly marketing, right? Luxury brands sell a lifestyle, exclusivity, and status. Yes, they might have higher quality, but the real reason people pay more is branding and perception. Okay, now that's a wrap. Thank you so much for participating. Hopefully we've busted some myths and give you some clarity on these key marketing questions. Remember, marketing isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right thing strategically. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.